BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3. Many reasons to fear come and go in life. Some rationalizations for fear never leave, usually acting on the edge of my consciousness. Often these imagined or real giants I fear amount to nothing. Similarly, plans made because of vague fears are nothing but a waste of time. Fear is a feeling, not a reality. Yet, fear can greatly affect my reality. This is because my fears will affect the way I think and live. I will make poor life decisions when I choose not to recognize my fears and address them. Fear is a gift of God, only if I fear in righteousness. Fear is a result of doubt in God. 1 John 4:18. Quote, do not fear what they fear, do not be frightened. Isaiah 8:12-13 and 1 Peter 3:14. When David looked at his fears, the fear of those who sought him harm, he also looked at the Lord who made a promise to always be with him and defend him. His fear was not vague, in the sense that evil men were advancing against him to devour his flesh. Yet his fear was unnecessarily when he accepted that the Lord was his light and salvation. The Lord was the stronghold in his life. Accepting this, he knew that he should not fear. Overcoming fear starts with accepting that I have fears, understanding the nature of those fears, and knowing the root cause of those fears. Next, I need to know, remember, and accept Jesus' promises. I should then confess my fear and lack of faith and ask Jesus, help me have faith in you enough to eliminate my fear. Accept Jesus in my heart and mind, for quote, there is no fear in his love, but perfect love drives out fear. 1 John 4:18. Lastly, I need to attack fears by acting against them in faith and love. Without the last step, fear will probably remain. Jesus says, quote, do not fear, and know I am your God.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study.